Senate Bill 181, an act to revise certain provisions relating to the uninsured motorist coverage limits.
Senate Bill 181 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator DeHewitt.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. Senate Bill 181 is what I would consider to be a consumer's bill. It deals with underinsured motorist automobile insurance coverage, and as you all know, that is mandated by South Dakota law. Our underinsured motorist coverage provides additional insurance coverage to an injured party by his own insurance company, where the negligent party has inadequate coverage to fully compensate the injured party for his damages. Right now, under our current law, the negligent party's coverage is subtracted from the injured party's coverage, producing what we believe to be unfair results. Senate Bill 181 attempts to fix that problem by eliminating the subtraction of the negligent party's coverage from the injured party's coverage. It's a fairly short bill, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm sure that there are senators on this floor who would be happy to answer any questions that you may have regarding this legislation. I would very much appreciate your support of 181. Thank you, Madam President.
Further remarks? Further remarks? Senator Whiting.
Well, I think Senator Hewitt has quite well described the bill. I take it you do not include yourself among those senators that will be willing to answer questions? I think, though, this bill can be called a truth in insurance bill, in a sense. The situation that we're in is, I think, one of a rather massive misconception as to what the underinsured coverage is in the state of South Dakota. And I have to say that I, and I think most members of the committee that considered this, had to admit that they were under a false impression as to the nature of this insurance. The fact of life is, and the example that was given the committee, and I think it's a good one, is if you are in an automobile accident and you suffer $50,000 worth of damages, and you have a $25,000 underinsurance policy, and the defendant, the person who hit you, has a $25,000 insurance policy, the amount you recover from his policy will be offset against the $25,000 of your policy, so you will get from your policy zero. The argument that's made by the insurance, the rationale for this by the insurance industry is that when you buy that underinsured policy, you are buying a certain amount of protection for yourself, and that is all you're going to get. And they don't care whether you get it from the person who hit you or whether you get it from them, that's all you're going to get. The point is then that your $25,000 does not cover the gap between your actual damages and the defendant's insurance. And I certainly was under the impression that that's what underinsurance policy was all about, and I think everybody, or most of the people in our committee, were under that impression. The insurance industry obviously has, to say the very least, done a very poor job in explaining to their clients, to the insureds, what the policy is all about. I dare say most people in South Dakota of that kind of policy think that they are covering some sort of a gap between the defendant's policy and the damage that they suffer, and they are not. So what this bill attempts to do or seeks to do is to, in fact, change the nature of underinsurance policies so that the gap is indeed covered and there is no deduct. Will this increase insurance premiums? Yes, it will. Having said that, the underinsurance premiums are fairly low. I can't recite chapter and verse, but I understand that they are a very small fraction of a comprehensive policy. And so you would be increasing somewhat an already small policy premium. But this is a more or less a truth in insurance policy. very much a truth in insurance policy. And certainly if we in the on the committee, on the Commerce Committee of the Senate, were unaware as to the nature of this policy, I think we can assume that most of our constituents out there are equally misinformed. And I would urge your passage of the bill.
Further remarks? Senator Dennert, will you stand?
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Whiting or Senator DeHuick, I'm just curious, Senator Whiting, maybe being you said the comment that you're pretty sure that rates could go up because of this, and I've had some calls on that. Could you give me any idea, or did they state in committee any idea what the rates could increase for this particular extended coverage?
No, but they would be, of course, controlled by the insurance commission. But no, I don't have the facts and figures on that. But as I said, this is a fairly inexpensive portion of your comprehensive insurance in any event. And so, yeah, you would be adding something to it, whether you're adding $1 to $5 or what, I couldn't tell you. But it would probably be in that order of magnitude.
Thank you, Senator Whiting. Well, I just kind of interested because right away we heard the comment that to include the prostate screening, it was going to be $4, but they assumed that your premium might go up a lot more, and would this be just another excuse to raise the premium twofold instead of just the actual coverage for this extra consumer coverage, as Senator DeHuick mentioned? I think it's a consumer bill, Senator DeHuick, just like you, but I'm quite concerned about the rates and the rate increase, and so I'm still scratching my head. Thank you.
Further remarks, Senator Apa.
Thank you, Madam President. May I ask a question of Senator Whiting?
State your question.
Senator Whiting, did anybody from the Department of Insurance testify on this bill?
Senator Whiting.
I would hate to say definitively because I might well be incorrect, but they certainly were present, and I believe maybe other members who were of the committee. Did Senator Dugard is shaking his head positively? They did. I would like to defer to Senator Sutton if I could. He was a member of the committee. He was there, and he's in that industry. He probably has a better memory than I do.
Senator Sutton.
Boy, wouldn't I like to defer. All right. Thank you, Madam President, members of the body. I guess the fundamental, I'll ask Senator Dennert's question on the cost of this, if I can, Senator Apa, if that's all right. Of course, every company is competitive, and it compares to company to company, but the companies that our families represent for 60 years can be anywhere about 10 bucks every 6 months, you know, 20, 30 bucks a year. For the basic limits. So, I mean, it's very affordable. Your most expensive in there is when you get into liabilities and the collisions and those. This underinsured is by far the most reasonably priced product in your automobile policy. But Senator Apa, yes, we did have plenty of testimony from the Department of Insurance against this particular piece of legislation. And I'll let you continue, and I might say something after that.
Senator Apa, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam President. I want to clarify that, Senator Sutton. The department did testify against the bill. Thank you, Senator Sutton.
Further remarks? Senator Sutton.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, with a little bit of hesitation, I'll get up and try to explain my theory on this particular piece of legislation. I will buy the fact that, you know, anytime you change stuff in policies and you require more stuff to be done in policies, that could raise your premium. And that we can argue all day. I think your decision on this one has to come down to that existing currently in our contracts and our contractual agreements with our insurance companies. And I'm sure all of us have read in depth our insurance policies. And if you're like anybody else, you just don't do that. You trust the person that you purchased the contract from. So in looking at this, If South Dakota is the minimum at 25, 50, 25, and are many of the surrounding states, except for Minnesota, I think is 30, 60 something. So what you have to ask yourself is if you hit a person in South Dakota who carries the minimum, and the reason they may carry the minimum is because they can't afford higher limits, and you have to cut somewhere in your budget. You have to prioritize. This particular legislation, I don't believe, is going to force you to buy any more insurance. this particular piece of legislation is just saying that if I have bought my $25,000 of insurance, that if I have to, right now, current law says I have to subtract that from another driver that I may hit, if however that judgment goes, so I might not be able to collect on the 25 that I have. So I'm paying for that, and if you subtract them out, you get a 0-0. So my theory behind this is that what this does is this allows that person to guarantee that they'll be able to collect on the $25,000 that they have purchased in their contract. If you want to buy more coverage, you are free to do that. But to put a hardship on those that are carrying the minimum right now, for whatever various reasons it may be, it may be because they're in a high-risk pool, and that might be for various violations, and so they can't afford the higher limits. It usually hits your younger drivers because they're the ones that have the statistics against them that are the high cause of accidents in South Dakota. So I guess I would just ask you to consider the fact that if you want to guarantee yourself the ability to collect on the minimum that South Dakota requires in your contract, that you vote for the bill. If you decide that you want to pay for coverage that you may or may not collect on, as it currently is now, then vote against it. And I guess currently I am supporting this legislation because I want to give that option to that person to collect, and I really don't think it's going to raise premiums. And I know my insurance friends, at least they were my friends before I got up, are going to differ greatly with me on this particular issue. But I truly believe that if you're paying for your $25,000, that you ought to have the right to collect that $25,000. Thank you, Madam President.
Further remarks.
Madam President.
Senator Steger.
Yes, I have a short question for Senator Sutton.
State your question.
Whoops. Yeah, I noticed here on the fact sheet that was passed out that underinsured motorist automobile coverage is mandated by South Dakota law. Yesterday, obviously, we were talking about mandates when we were talking about medical care. Here we have a mandate that we have to have underinsured motorist automobile insurance. What would you think about maybe letting us have a choice, getting rid of this mandate and letting us have a choice whether to have it or not?
Senator Sutton.
Well, Madam President, I just think that we have to set a standard in South Dakota. And the standard in South Dakota that we set is the 25. We set standards in education. We expect in certain things in other areas of government. So I think it's only fitting that we have a baseline and a standard to go from, and then it's up to the purchaser to decide if they want to protect themselves at a greater capacity.
Further remarks. Senators Staggers, you have
yes.
The floor.
Right. Well, thank you very much for asking that question. But I think we ought to seriously consider sometime letting the consumer really have a choice here. You know, maybe some consumers want to have this kind of insurance. Maybe they don't want to have it at all. But it is a mandate, unfortunately.
Further remarks.
Madam President.
Senator Dietrich.
Thank you. I discussed this with the insurance department, and I was told that they objected to this, and I can't understand why that the committee doesn't remember why, because I was told that there are definitely some problems with this, including the possibility of overinsurance, and that you would have to pay more than what your automobile was worth under certain conditions. And I really feel uncomfortable about voting for this if we don't have all the information. Thank you.
Further remarks. Senator Apa.
Thank you again, Madam President. I'd just like to read from the minutes of the committee hearing. Proponents, Rex Haig, South Dakota Travelers Association. Opponents, Dick Teason, State Farm Insurance, Ron Schmidt, American Insurance Association, Darla Lyon, Division of Insurance, Mike Shaw, DeSmet Farm Mutual Insurance. This has been pitched as a consumer protection bill, and yet I don't see any consumer groups on this, either as an opponent or proponent. I think this deserves a no vote. Thank you very much.
Further remarks. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 181. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
No.
Apa?
No.
Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Duhuig?
Aye.
Dennard?
Yeah.
Dietrich Larry?
No.
Dietrich Elmer?
No.
Drake?
No.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
No.
Hagen? Hangey?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Hotmacher?
No.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Koskin?
No.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson? Olson?
No.
Putnam? Reedy?
No.
Staggers?
No.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Bitter?
No.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Senator Bogue?
No.
Senator Dennard?
Aye.
Senator Munson? Senator Munson. Senator Putnam?
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 20, nays 13, excused 2.
Senate Bill 181 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed.